A Prayer for When You Feel Lonely by Emily Rose Massey, read by Leah Martin. A father of the fatherless and a judge for the widows is God in his holy habitation. God makes a home for the lonely. He leads out the prisoners into prosperity. Only the rebellious dwell in a parched land. Psalm 68, 5-6. I'm moving to California. But don't worry, our friendship will not change. You're so important to me, and I want to be intentional about staying connected even though we're miles apart. I wanted to believe my, at that time, best friend, but I'd been through this repeatedly, and I knew it was just a matter of time before I lost another good friend. It seemed that the moment I became close with a girlfriend, she either moved away or we drifted apart because of different life choices I couldn't support. In the case of this friend, it was both situations. It broke my heart to watch our friendship fall apart and communication between us completely stopped within a year. I'd be lying if I didn't mourn the loss of my friendships with other women, longing for a close girlfriend whom I could make lasting memories with and build a history together. Peace of my heart remains guarded when I meet a new potential friend because I struggle with wanting to invest too much too soon, but also struggling with the fear of being hurt once again. As a stay-at-home mom who wrestles with the pain of rejection in many areas, the loneliness often overwhelms my heart. Yet I know that I can come to the Lord with my burdens. One night, as my heart was particularly heavy and lonely, I was reminded of a comforting verse in the book of Psalms. A father of the fatherless and a judge for the widows is God in his holy habitation. God makes a home for the lonely. He leads out the prisoners into prosperity. Only the rebellious dwell in a parched land. Psalm 68, 5-6. As a daughter who's lost a father and stepfather in her life and who also has a difficult relationship with her mother, the reminder in Psalm 68 of my heavenly father was a healing balm to my soul. Verse 6 is a promise that as children of God, the Lord is faithful to give us a family. Although the family of God is bigger than a building, I do think it's so important for believers to find a biblical church home and faithfully serve there. When we're struggling with loneliness or even depression, the enemy often tempts us to isolate ourselves, but that's when we need to reach out to others even more. Believers aren't meant to walk this journey alone, and the local church should be a safe and loving place for us all. If you're a believer and don't currently have a church home, pray that the Lord would help you find one. Loneliness is a part of life, but God promises us that He's always with us and that He places the lonely in a family. So look to the Lord when you're lonely. May He bring comfort to your heart to remind you that you're never alone, and you belong in His family. Let's pray. Father, my heart is heavy. Loneliness seems to be lingering in my life, especially after this last year that we've faced because of the pandemic. Help me remember that even when I feel lonely, I'm never alone. You are the father to the fatherless, and you bring hope to the hopeless. I long to find my place in your family. Help me remember the importance of being involved in the body of Christ, in the family of God. I trust that you've placed me exactly where you need me, and will always direct my steps to the home that you have prepared for me here on earth. In Jesus' name, amen.
Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances. God invites us to cultivate thankful hearts by turning our eyes toward Him in good times and bad. To listen to more Abide Christian Meditations, just go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Abide Christian Meditation. You can also download the Abide app for more biblical meditations at abide.com.